Joining me on the line now is Fianna Fáil councillor Brian Dooley. Brian, good morning. Thanks for holding the line there.
Good morning, Hannah, and good morning to your dear listeners this morning. Lovely sunny morning.
Finally, we're finally getting the weather that we've been hoping for quite a few weeks. Brian, we're looking at your motions from the recent municipal district meeting. Your first one is a question to the council asking if it would consider reducing the parking fees in the council car park opposite the train station to support the commuters.
Yeah, and listen, the answer I got back, excuse me, Hannah, was that the current rate is €2.50 a day. And because the council see the car park are supporting maybe town centre parking, they may be looking to increase it. But for me, to be honest with you, I think people who are looking to commute and stay away from traffic and use a far more sustainable form of transport into the city, we should be making it as easy as possible for them. So the answer I got will be that it will be discussed during our parking bylaws, which will be under review this year. And to be honest with you, pay parking in general, I think, is going to be a major issue for the councillors to discuss, because pay parking was brought in to make sure that cars keep moving. It wasn't brought in as a penalty for people in the town. So it's definitely something that we need to consider whether we're to move forward with it or not.
All right, moving to your next motion, Brian. It's about carrying out an audit of vacant or closed premises in both Athy and Castledermot. What was the reason for bringing this up to the council?
Yeah, listen, it's very much something that's on everyone's doorstep, irrespective of what part of the country you're in, whether it's Longford, Offaly, Kildare, all the way down to Waterford, even in Dublin itself. Vacant and derelict buildings have become an eyesore. And when we just talk about the situations we're facing around housing and so forth, it is something that is completely underutilised. Now, what we have found over the last number of years is we have a very active town regeneration team, and they're going around surveying all of our towns and then contacting the owners. I suppose what they're trying to do is to get as many of these buildings back into use, have people back living above them, or even support shops. So I suppose part of this motion was to make it known to people that there are so many streams of grants and funding out there. I suppose the URDF, Hannah, would be the big one. And what that is, it's a revolving fund of about £150 million, and it's aimed at tackling long-term vacancy and dereliction in towns. So it allows the local authorities to acquire the property, and then they can either redevelop it or resell it. So you acquire the property, then with the funding, you're allowed to improve the property, and then once you improve the property, that local authority then can sell it, with those proceeds then going back into that fund to continue the programme. It's primarily for town centres, so towns like Athy, Castledermot, and I'm sure all the other towns around Kildare will use it. I think to date, around the country, about 1,300 properties have been approved for this in their local authorities. Yeah. So it allows us bring properties back in for residential use, and it has been very, very good. I'd like to actually see the fund increased so that we can ensure that all local authorities and definitely all municipal districts in our own area can see the benefits of it. In Athy at the moment, I think we have, according to the answer, is about 8 properties that either have been handed over or CPO'd, and in Castledermot there's about 7 properties, because your property will go on to a derelict site register, and then the owners will be contacted, and it'll be up to the owners whether they want to improve it themselves, or they look for the council to do it either through selling to the council or CPO'ing.
Your next motion is about re-emphasising the importance of naming estates in the Irish language in the MD. Is that something that you felt has kind of been lacking in recent months and years?
Absolutely, especially in my own MD, Hannah, to be honest with you. There's not that many estates being named Oscailge. I'm a part of the Cushion of Area group there on the council, and we speak about the importance, really, of the Irish language. We have a policy in the council, and it's designed to maintain the integrity of, excuse me, Ireland's towns and names and so forth, and ensure that new developments enhance kind of cultural heritage of County Kildare. So whether it's names to honour people in local history or geographical features or specific site locations, a developer is required to submit a proposal to the planning for approval before initiating any advertising campaign. It also is there to make sure that we're not naming estates in the north and the south of the county by the same names, so that you're kind of preventing duplication. And then under an act in 2003, which was the Official Languages Act, there's bilingual signage, so the nameplate should be Oscuega as well as Berla. So I'm a bit disappointed because we have in Kildare County Council at the moment, we have an officer, an Irish language officer, and really for new estates that are being developed, and we do see them popping up, I've yet to see one in our own MD with that's been named Oscuega. So I would re-emphasise that, and that's what part of this motion was re-emphasising it, which with the planners to make sure that developers are putting forward Irish names.
Mm-hmm. And I'd be interested in hearing listeners' opinions on that, if that's something that they would also like, not just in the Athy Municipal District, but countywide as well. Do let us know. Your last question, Brian, to the council was asking about an update on the progress of the Centre for Circular Economy and Regenerative Business Activity in the former Skull Park premises there at St John's Lane.
Yeah, and listen, the people of Athy, everyone nearly in Athy will know this. It was a former Christian Brothers school. It was opened in the 1960s. It was built by the Carberry family at the time, and it operated or acted as an educational school from the 1960s right through till 2011. When it closed, it became a derelict vacant building, I suppose. Hannah, for a long time, I've been trying to get it reused and repurposed as an apprenticeship school or as a place where we can bring young people who maybe don't want to do third level or don't want to go down that path where they can be used in getting apprenticeships in the circular economy, in the white economy. So I'm delighted to see an expression of interest has been submitted for phase 2 and 3 of that circular economy hub under the Smart Pubble Fund. And what Smart Pubble Fund is, it is just transition fund for community and enterprise grants, and it's managed by Pubble. So there's about 169 million that's co-funded by the government and the European Union, and it's designed to help Midland regions like places like in Galway, Kildare, Laois, Longford, Offaly, Roscommon, places that predominantly maybe would have had Borden and Mona operational. The focus of it is to foster digital skills, connectivity and sustainable smart jobs in those Midland areas, and then to act as a pillar alongside green and social initiatives to support low-carbon inclusive economy. So that premise is at the moment. There is internal demolition happening. There's removal contractors in there. You can already see on the outside of it, Hannah, where they have carried out some work. They're finishing suites on the inside. I got to see it a number of months ago, and some of the floors that were in there were absolutely wonderful. Like the building itself, in fairness to the builders, Carberry's, who are still around the tie, and actually it would be the former Leinster rugby player, Joy Carberry's family, who would have been involved in that. There were great builders and developers in Athy. They built that school, actually, and they also built the Dominicans in Athy, where the library is housed at the moment. But the building is in really, really good condition, and that comes down to the fact that these guys were really good builders. They were good at their job. So I look forward to seeing when we're going to have that building open and finished. The entire space is obviously secure at the moment because we had issues with antisocial behaviour and so forth. But I'd like to see the place operational, hopefully by Q4 this year, where we'll be able to offer people training opportunities to upskill in various different areas and hopefully support the circular economy.
Brian, thanks so much for joining on the show this morning to run through those motions and questions at the latest MD meeting in Athy.